And then there were five. A Citizens Advisory Committee has whittled down the list of candidates for Escambia County Administrator from 15. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the next step is to bring them in for interviews later this month.
20 applicants had been submitted by the Dallas-based headhunter Waters Consulting. Lead consultant Andrea Sims told the commission at its committee of the whole meeting Thursday that the list is made up of the five plus one alternate.
James Smith, the assistant city administrator with Edmond, Oklahoma, was voted on as a backup person in case one of the others did not choose to move forward.
There were 243 pages of information to go through to review to see which ones we could select. The county commission had asked us for a list of five, and we gave them five.
Citizens Advisory Committee Chairman Dave Pavlock says nothing really jumped out from the collected resumes as they worked to determine the best candidates for the job.
We had looked at giving some preference to people that have been in Florida because of the complexity of the Florida system of interfacing with state government. So there was a little bit of preference, I think, to people that were in Florida, but there were, I think, at least two or three of them that were from out of state.
Two, to be exact. Albert Penska from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and John Weaver from Murrells Inlet, South Carolina. The other three are Floridians. Jack Brown from Perry, Ted Lakey from Graceville, and former Pensacola City Administrator Bill Reynolds.
We looked at someone who's going to be running a large organization, and someone who's had a span of management, who's directed people that have been in all different facets of local government, and we felt that some of the others that had good resumes and had good educational credentials did not meet the acid test of being able to manage a large organization.
The election of Reynolds as a finalist no doubt has raised some eyebrows. He was fired by Mayor Ashton Hayward in July after being charged with non-criminal mishandling of public records. Reynolds fought the charge and was cleared in September. Pavlock says all of that was taken into consideration.
We looked at the qualifications and the fact that several of them were in their jobs for several years. They weren't job hoppers. Sometimes it seems two or three years is the length of stay for someone who's a county administrator. We're looking for someone who's had some stability over a period of years and has sustained themselves over different leaderships of county commissioners.
Two others who failed to make the cut were Thaddeus Cohen, a former Pensacola Economic Development Director, and Barbara Drummond, who runs the City of Mobile's Administrative Services. Both are African American. In all, five blacks had been among the 15 semifinalists. Several were considered qualified, but none were selected. That drew this from Commission Chairman Lumen May.
I am a little disappointed, frankly, that we had qualified applicants and we worked very hard for diversity and inclusion. And it's one of the reasons that we took this process as long as we have taken it in 2014 at the final with people with qualifications. We still did not bring a body of diverse individuals for us to vote on.
May joined colleagues in accepting the candidate list. Current interim administrator George Tuart had been on the initial list after serving from 2002 to 2007. Last month, the county commission voted to bar him from consideration.
I let the news media affect my decision several years ago about leaving this position. I was not fired. I was not terminated. But the bottom line is, I have a right to apply for this job. I have applied for this job, and thank goodness I did make the final whatever it was the other day. I hope based on my qualifications.
Tuart resigned as administrator in 2007 amid questions about his personal business dealings and was later cleared of all wrongdoing. He was brought back on an interim basis when Randy Oliver was abruptly fired in 2012. Tuart warned that the negative publicity arising from Oliver's firing and subsequent commission battles over other issues may have prevented many who are qualified from applying.
My colleagues look at board meetings. They look at committee of the whole meetings. They look at newspaper headlines. They check a lot of things out. And the fact that I'm an interim county administrator may be on the top 10.
Commissioner Stephen Berry responded to that allegation.
You have two very vocal proponents.
I'll be doing just a minute.
You have two sitting commissioners as advocates very publicly every time the discussion has come up. That's not something that is conducive to a healthy search.
The five candidates will undergo an intensive background check and then will be interviewed twice on January 30th. They'll meet with individual commissioners that morning and then at a public meeting in chambers at 1 o'clock. Plans are to have the new administrator on the job sometime in February. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.